Jeffrey and company make a list of the biggest stories, both good and bad, that we need to talk about. This is The List.
You just made the list!
The List on 92.9.
The 2026-27 Memphis Grizzlies schedule.
You just made the list!
All right, Cobb. As always, whenever it's schedule release day, I go over to my friend Rob Fisher's Twitter account because he breaks it down way better than I ever could. Here are Rob's notes. Number one, let's start on the left-hand side. Cobb, yesterday I was trying to set a line for the over-under of, air quotes, national TV games. And we were not including NBA TV. We don't count it. We were talking about Prime, Peacock, ABC, NBC, ESPN.
Yeah, I'm glad you included Prime and Peacock.
Correct. What we were saying, we included that. I set it at 8.5.
Wow.
Wow, was I wrong.
Hand up. I said it was going to be lower than that, and I was still way too high.
Like, we were, because we basically said, okay, if you looked at the fact that they did not get a single cup game, even on Prime, we're like, all right, it's going to be single digits. But I was thinking the number would be somewhere in that, like, 6 to 9 range. Nice. Holy cow. I hope you smashed the under, but I would also be fired from the sports book as the handicapper. The answer will be 2. 2 national TV games, and one of which was the one that was announced later in the afternoon. The Grizzlies are going to actually play on MLK Day, you know, the game that they invented, on Peacock. They will also have an Amazon Prime game when Ja Morant returns Saturday, February the 6th at 4:30. Those are the national TV games at 2. According to Rob, 13 back-to-backs. They had 14 last year. Rob notes that there are 3 back-to-backs in December, 3 in March. The longest road trip of the season will be 4 games. It will happen twice. The longest homestand.
8-game homestand.
That has to be a record.
And not only that, this thing is freaking loaded. Like, this is the story of the schedule in my mind. This 8-game homestand runs February the 3rd through the 18th. It starts with LeBron. Well, let's see. That's the first question, Jeffrey. Is LeBron actually going to be in Memphis on February the 3rd with the Philadelphia 76ers?
All right. Let me go to George. Could you please pull up the Sixers schedule, if you don't mind?
Good call. Yeah.
My instinct is no.
But if he does come, it goes LeBron. Then not only does Ja play with Portland in Memphis for his return on Prime on February the 6th, Portland stays and then plays in Memphis again 2 days later. Then you have Desmond Bane on February the 10th. So you have 3 reunion games in a row after LeBron comes, and you're only halfway through the homestand. And the second half of the homestand are the reigning NBA champion New York Knicks, the San Antonio Spurs, the Boston Celtics, right? And then the Clippers are in there somewhere. I mean, whoa.
The Clippers are in between Orlando and the Knicks.
Wow. I have that Sixer schedule. So they play Monday, February 1, hosting New Orleans. Then that Wednesday, they come to Memphis. That Friday, so that would be February 5th, they go back home and host the Detroit Pistons. So it's a 1-game swing out of Philly.
So if I recall, Cobb, this might have been the year you were on the beat. I think LeBron did. Remember, there was like a Cleveland where he just, like, it was like a one-off, and he's like, yeah, I'm just not going.
Yeah, he's not coming. There's no way.
That's my instinct, but I don't know. I mean, I just feel like he's going to load manage this year. Like, for someone that has historically not, I think when you consider his story is going to be the bring a fourth championship to a fourth team, or his fifth championship to a fourth team. I find it, I'm setting it as highly unlikely. Okay, Rob's other notes before we get into individual games. The teams that the Grizzlies will play only three times from the West are the Lakers, Portland, Sacramento, Denver, Minnesota, and Utah. Did I read that correctly?
Yep.
Okay, home games break down as follows.
I think he has those listed out as weekend games.
Weekend games. Okay. There will be three Friday games this year, three Saturday games, and three Sunday games.
So eight Saturday games.
Eight Saturday games. Okay. For a total of 14, there were 21 last year. The Grizzlies will open up at home against the Utah Jazz. Opening night will be Jaren's return. It will also be Jaren's only visit. I think that's a good home opener.
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, that's interesting on a lot of levels. His only visit, that's kind of weird. But, hey, then you immediately go out on a four-game road trip.
Isn't that what we – I feel like that's what we've been doing, right? Like, I feel like we get a home opener and then head to Cali.
I honestly, I'm at the stage of life where I really appreciate the West Coast swings because everybody else is asleep and I can just sort of sit down and – and watch.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Yeah, I will say this, though. Josephine's got to get to school a whole hell of a lot earlier this year.
You got to get a nanny, bro.
I'm not in that tax bracket. listen, I don't have Giannotto cash around. Yeah. The other notes, as we mentioned, Ja will return on February the 6th. As Cobb noted, that is a homestand against the Trailblazers. Saturday, February 6th, 4:30 in the afternoon, and then Monday, February 8th. Here's a better question. Will Ja be healthy?
Yeah, right. Like, will we see Ja in either of those games? A Saturday afternoon game, I feel like, is a little bit of a strange time. At that February the 6th, that's the week in between the AFC, NFC championship games and the Super Bowl. So, like, it's kind of a void on the sports calendar.
What are you talking
about?
That's the Pro Bowl game weekend.
Oh, you're right.
Games.
That is the Pro Bowl game weekend.
Games.
Note on why I'm thinking it's probably at that weird time slot, even though it's a Saturday game. It's a Prime game, so I wouldn't be shocked if Prime has multiple games that day. 4:30, and then they probably have one at 6:30 or 7 o'clock local for the prime time.
That's
usually how they portion those out.
I can't get over this homestand. I mean, you get eight games in a row, basically half the month of February, and these are all interesting games. I mean, the least interesting game on this eight-game homestand is the Clippers. The other seven are all very intriguing, either for personal reasons or for like the notoriety of the visiting team, and in some cases both. Like with Philadelphia and LeBron, if he comes, which he probably won't, like what a huge game. It's going to be the last time he probably ever plays in Memphis. And
what are you talking about, Cobb? He signed a two-year deal.
Yeah, okay. And then potentially Jaw twice, hopefully at least get him once. Then you get Bane. I mean, this is like the ticket office, I would have to think, is like pretty cool with this. Like, I mean, hopefully they're relevant too at this point. But if they're not, there's still reasons to go to these games and pay attention to this eight game homestand, because it's either your beloved former players like Ja and Bane, or it's like some of the absolute best franchises in the league right now who are going to be coming through your building over a span of 15 days.
Also on the return front, Taylor Jenkins is the head coach of the Bucks. He will return Saturday, December the 12th. That game is at 4 p.m.
That'll be up against college football playoff games.
Why is a Saturday game at 4 without a TV obligation? I presume they were...
Shrug. Who knows?
I presume they requested that, but aren't we doing the move where... That's first round college football playoff, right?
Yeah, so you're up against the college football on three regular season Saturdays, And then it looks like from a postseason standpoint, you've got the Taylor Jenkins return game, which is on a Saturday. And then will there be college football playoffs on the 26th? No, I don't think so, right?
No, because that then we go to bowl games.
Yeah, so you're up against college football on four Saturdays, which not ideal because this is a college football market. Like, it just is. But it's not as bad as it could be because you said there was, what, like 20-something Saturday games a year ago? Or
there was 21 weekend games last year.
Oh,
according,
I got you.
This okay. is, and by when we say, I say, Rob, that's what Rob wrote. I want to be very clear. Rob Fisher did all the work here.
I'm glad you're citing. I was listening to a radio show the other day where I won't name any names, but a local sports talk radio show in the same state where we're broadcasting now. And they didn't know I was listening, right? But they were using information from one of my articles, and they used like 10 different statistical insights that I had like uniquely picked out that like wouldn't be available.
Things that you researched yourself. So it's not like it would be almost statistically unlikely that it wasn't your story.
I know it wasn't. There's literally no one else who has written right. about this. And they never once said, this is a market where I've worked. They never once said who wrote the article, where the article came from, where the info came from. I digress. Rob Fisher gets a shout out, as you mentioned. Good schedule notes here from Rob.
The only time I don't cite is if I don't have it in front of me. And I will acknowledge I saw this. I apologize to whoever. I don't have it in front of me. But it's like, hey, man, if you saw it from somewhere else, you got to cite them. Like, they're the ones that did the work. Like, that's just the way that it is. We knew this yesterday, but for the college kids out there, Blackout Wednesday, there is a home game. There is no Black Friday home game. That game's on the road at Minnesota. Those are cup games.
You get a nice little break around the New Year's holiday as well. So you play the 29th. And then again that's kind of a weird random home game. So you're at the Clippers and Lakers on the 26th and 27th of December. Then you're back home to play San Antonio on the 29th. And then you go right back out for four games on the road to start January. That's kind of like a turning point in your season there. Because by the time Christmas arrives, you know, whatever happened in the first couple of weeks has right-sized. Teams are starting to revert to their true selves or show their true identities. And the Grizzlies will be going for a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, you know, 6 out of 7 on the road right as that time sort of arrives. That would be like the point in time where I circle to say, okay, this was where we'll determine whether or not this team has the cojones to make a run at the play-in or whether or not this is going to be like a 28-win sort of team.
Of note, the Grizzlies will play at Washington November the 16th. That will be the A.J. DeBonsa, Cam Boozer game. DeBonsa's return does not happen until the final home game of the season. That is on April the 7th. The Grizzlies will close out the schedule at Phoenix at Dallas. Caleb Wilson's only trip to Memphis will be on Thursday, March 25th. That is the second night of a back-to-back. The Grizzlies will be at Indiana the night before. When do we get... Oh, Peterson will be obviously with Jaren. That's to open the season. When do we get some A-Cuff? So the Grizzlies will play at Sacramento Game 3.
Game
Sacramento
six.
At home will be the sixth game of the year, the second home game when they come back on Halloween night.
Okay, what if Darius Acuff drops 30 on the Grizzlies twice in the first six games? Are you going to get on here and say they should have picked him over Cam Boozer?
No, because by the end, I wanted Acuff, but I wanted Acuff in the context of I wanted to trade up and get him. I wanted Cam and Acuff.
Okay, so even if Cam is a little slow out of the gates and Acuff comes out guns blazing, you're not going to have some like half-baked.
No, because I admitted only bad owner Jeffrey would have taken Acuff.
Right. I know there's that side of you, though, that is really fighting that battle.
Oh, am I absolutely rooting for him? 100%. Also, the other good thing is if he does drop 31, that game's on Halloween. Nobody will see it anyway. That's a Halloween also with a college football Saturday.
Yeah, you mentioned like Caleb Wilson's only visit to Memphis being on a Thursday night in late March. That's going to be up against NCAA tournament. I mean, you can't avoid every.
No, I mean, I want to be clear. This is not me nitpicking the schedulers or, you know, I'm trying to talk to everybody like you and I are looking at the schedule as if, like, let's be real. This is what we care about. Also, that Halloween slate is pretty good. If I recall, that's Army. That's the Memphis home game against Army. That's also Florida Georgia weekend. It's not as loaded as I thought. Yeah, it's really not. It's a full Saturday, but like that's Clemson at Florida State. Will Mike Norvell still be coaching on Halloween?
Probably not.
That's also Miami at North Carolina. Will Bill Belichick still be coaching by then?
I'd be shocked. I'd actually put the chances of Bill Belichick still coaching way lower than the chances of Mike Norvell still coaching. I think by that time, my prediction is that Bill Belichick will have been fired for cause.
Do we know what are the streets saying is up with Steven?
I really shouldn't even speculate. But so when
say what the internet would speculate, not David Cobb.
Okay, right. I mean, when you see a vaguely worded departure for a medical leave, my mind goes to the same issue that Scott Cochran had. And, thankfully, Scott Cochran has come back from a substance abuse issue and, remade his career and is...
he's a head coach now, right? In like D2?
He is. Yeah, I believe so. And it's a great story, you know. But that's like what my mind jumps to. But that's pure speculation. When you see vaguely worded... coach goes on notice right before the season or goes on health leave right before the season. Like that's where my mind goes. And, regardless of what it is, right. It goes without saying, like, you hope he gets better. You hope he comes back fully healthy and whatnot, but it just adds to the, just unfettered. I mean, golly, UNC looks so horrible. Like they desperately need Mike Malone to work out on the basketball side or else that athletic department is just going to be a total joke.
Golden State will be Monday, December 14th. I'm sorry. Their first visit is Thursday, November 19th. Then they will make their second trip on Monday, December 14th. So all those are in the first half of the season. Also, after that 8-game homestand, it concludes at the All-Star break. Also, when the Grizzlies go to San Antonio, that game is in Austin. And as I point out, there are other teams that play home games in other cities and they don't freak out. Why?
Remind me, Jeffrey, when does that, like the whole Nashville thing, when does that start?
According to Harrington, that will not start until the lease is agreed to. So presumably next season would be the first time we would see that.
So, yeah, you mentioned Golden State. I mean, this could be the last time. This could kind of be a season of farewells. Like, you get LeBron's potential ending. I mean, it feels like the Warriors, like, this has got to be coming to an end, right? So you get them at your place twice before Christmas.
Even if it's coming to an end, it doesn't feel like the players are coming to an end. Like, it just feels like their relevancy is coming to an end.
Yeah, well, anytime Draymond is in the building.
Oh, anytime. Anytime you have the opportunity to boo, you should boo.
Yeah.
Any other ones, like any games that I should note? Because I already said no Black Friday.
Well, you haven't mentioned the NBA Cup games, if people care about that. Like, it's the Clippers at home on November the 25th, and then at Minnesota on the 27th, which I feel like is a pretty favorable NBA Cup draw. I don't feel like.
Well, they also have the Thunder.
Oh, where's that? Oh,
that's Friday. Oh, that's Friday, early, November 6th. But it is a home game.
Okay, never mind then. It's a very neutral draw. Then you get a great team at your place, a bad team at your place in the Clippers, and then a middle of the pack Western Conference team in the Timberwolves on the road. So maybe not as favorable as I thought.
Were there any other weird connections that I missed?
I mean, I just can't get over this 8-game homestand.
That has to be a record, right?
Yeah. And the magnitude of it. I mean, it's just, that is staggering. That is unlike anything I've ever seen. I almost wish, well, I'm glad it's coming after college football is over. It kind of dances around the tail end of the NFL playoffs.
No, that is peak. And also, February college basketball is always like just playing out the schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it could definitely be at a worse time. Because then, you know, if it's too late on the calendar, then the season's just sort of
it's
lost.
Decided, yeah. And it feels like you just wasted an opportunity to have home games at a time when you could have been more locked in.
Right. Like, how often do teams without some sort of a significant building issue, like the Spurs and their rodeo tour, like, how often do you, I mean, like, I know the Tigers also use the Forum, but it's not like this is Madison Square Garden where you've got multiple other professional franchises and, you know, blockbuster concerts coming in there every night you're not playing. So, like, the fact that you, like, they ended up giving them an 8-game homestand, like, that is, that blows my mind. I really can't remember another instance of the Grizzlies having something like that.
Oh, I thought about the other thing. I think they actually moved the Boston game. Isn't the Boston game always, I always feel like it's always, I can't remember if it's Christmas. I feel like it's always around like Christmas, but they moved that. It's now, both games are in the second half of the season.
Who knows what Boston's going to be, man? No Jaylen Brown. Like, Jason Tatum still sort of trying to figure it out post Achilles.
When does Toronto come to town? That's probably
Wednesday, December 23rd.
Will Kawhi be a Raptor?
No.
So I was kind of thinking that they'll just execute it, the trade. But apparently, I believe it was Windhorst that said this, the team that is holding it up right now is Toronto.
Right.
Because they don't want to
deal with potential penalties.
They don't want to assume, they don't want to take on the debt, if you will, whatever the penalty would be.
Correct.
Any other schedule notes?
Best I can tell, using some AI resources, it is the only 8-game homestand in franchise history.
That just off the top of the head has to be a record. Because, like, normally it's like if you get a 5 or a 6 game, you're like, whoa. Eight feels noteworthy.